Right, and in this detailed account, Mfego describes his highly successful effort to eliminate what he refers to as the ceremony of software development.
Yes, exactly. He defines this ceremony as those tedious, repetitive tasks that just drain an engineer's day. And his solution? Delegating these tasks to autonomous, composable AI agents using Claude Code. And the central question we are exploring today is whether this level of delegation is actually a step forward. I mean, does handing off complex, judgment-adjacent engineering tasks like pull request reviews, production audits, trace analysis, does that represent a necessary evolution of developer productivity? Or does it introduce dangerous abstraction and, frankly, hidden fragility into our critical systems?
Well, I will be arguing that Mego Sibio's implementation demonstrates a rigorous, highly controlled method of reclaiming human judgment. By utilizing composable skills, hard verification gates, and hybrid computation, he has successfully charted a path to safely delegate that rote ceremony, which allows the engineer to focus on actual architecture and logic.
And my perspective is quite the opposite. While the automation he's built is undeniably impressive on a technical level, abstracting vital engineering processes behind probabilistic multi-agent systems introduces significant systemic risk. I believe it creates a very dangerous false sense of security, effectively blurring the line between mindless administrative work and actual engineering judgment.
Let's start right at the genesis of his project, because it's a reality I think, well, any software engineer can relate to. He describes starting his day at 9 a.m. with very clear high-value goals: finish a new agent integration and start an observationability dashboard. By 5 p.m., he hadn't touched either of them.
Right, the classic engineering disappearing act.
Exactly. Instead, he spent his entire day on the plumbing. He was manually copying logs from GitHub Actions, just to find a simple dependency conflict. He was rotating Vault secrets. He was babysitting Kubernetes pods that were stuck in a crash loop back off, just constantly crashing and restarting, all because of one missing environment variable.
Yeah.
It is frankly an absurd misuse of human capital. He was manually copying text while simultaneously trying to build a 30-agent autonomous system for his business. The irony is heavy there.
Oh, I absolutely acknowledge the frustration of that 9-to-5 reality. Anyone who has spent 3 hours wondering if they should have just, you know, become a carpenter to avoid rebasing a Git branch feels that pain. But the solution Mfego presents, this massive web of AI delegation, is where I see a massive red flag.
How so? Because what he built completely transcends simple scripting. He achieved true delegation.
I question if true delegation to a probabilistic model is ever truly safe. When you start building systems where AI skills autonomously call other AI skills, where, for example, a pull request skill delegates to a review fixing skill without human intervention, you are creating an incredibly complex dependency chain. And Mfego himself shares a hard-earned lesson that perfectly encapsulates my fear here.
You're referring to the syntax error incident?
Precisely. He admits that an early version of his AI skill confidently fixed a review comment. The logic it applied made sense conceptually, but it introduced a syntactically incorrect type error that broke the code entirely. Now, he caught it because he had verification gates in place, specifically automated Python linters or rough checks. But the fundamental unreliability of the AI assistant is the core issue.
But catching it with a linter is exactly how normal software development works. If a human introduces a type error, the linter catches it. Why is it systemic risk when the AI does it?
Because humans learn from the linter. A human builds a mental model of the code base and its constraints. If a tool requires you to build an entire fortress of automated recovery protocols just to ensure it doesn't break your system while implementing a minor review comment, you have to ask yourself, is this reducing complexity or just shifting it to a different part of the pipeline? When you scale that unreliability up to architectural and security decision-making, it becomes a massive liability.
I see the risk you're pointing out. But I'd argue that you're looking at the PR lifecycle through a lens of human fallibility rather than machine utility. Let's look at the actual intelligence of the PR skill Mfego built. It doesn't just blindly execute bash commands or guess its syntax. It deeply understands the workflow.
It understands the text of the workflow, sure.
It goes deeper than that. When a pull request is created, it writes a description that genuinely reflects the code diff. But the real magic happens when peer review comments come in. The skill autonomously categorizes these comments. It distinguishes between a valid bug catch that actually needs to be addressed and an outdated reference to code that has already been refactored or moved. Handling those outdated references isn't engineering, it's purely administrative. By accurately categorizing these comments, the system frees the developer from the mindless context switching that destroys flow state.
That is a compelling way to frame it, but I have to push back on the definition of administrative. Analyzing code review comments is not mere ceremony. It is the absolute core of engineering communication.
Even if the comment is just complaining about a variable name in a file that was deleted 2 commits ago?
Yes, even then. Because when a colleague leaves a comment, even an outdated one, it contains vital signal. It tells you that your teammate's mental model of the code base is out of sync with the current architecture. It might indicate that your recent refactoring wasn't communicated effectively in the team channel, or that your documentation is lagging behind.
So you're saying the inefficiency is actually a feature, not a bug?
I'm saying code is written by humans for humans. Allowing an AI to autonomously decide which peer feedback is outdated and which is valid degrades the engineer's holistic understanding of team dynamics. If you delegate the interpretation of peer feedback to a machine, you isolate the developer from the reality of how their code is being perceived by their peers. You lose the human context.
That is an interesting point, and I agree that team alignment is critical. However, I would frame the AI's role differently. The AI isn't ignoring the human element, it's triaging it. It's giving the developer the mental energy to engage meaningfully where it actually counts, rather than burning out on version control trivia. But let's take your concern about losing context and apply it to an area where humans notoriously lack context production audits.
You're talking about the multi-agent system he deployed?
Yes, and I believe this is one of the most remarkable achievements in the material. Mfagao didn't just build a single auditor, he built a composite AI reasoning system. He spawns a team of 5 highly specialized agents. There is a security scanner looking for injection vectors and authentication gaps, an architecture reviewer evaluating cohesion and coupling, a DevOps auditor checking deployment configurations, a resilience analyst testing failure modes, and finally, an issue predictor looking for patterns that usually lead to 3 a.m. pager alerts.
It's an ambitious architecture. I'll give him that. Running 5 specialized prompts in parallel.
And it's not just the parallel execution. It's the adversarial check. Their findings are cross-checked by a distinct verification agent to eliminate false positives. This system generated what he calls a break-me analysis, causal chains tracing triggers all the way to production impacts. And the proof is in the pudding. It caught a silent race condition in session state handling before it ever reached production.
A silent race condition being 2 processes trying to write to the same database key at the exact same millisecond.
Exactly. It resulted in a silent last write win scenario. There were no error logs, just intermittent wrong answers. Humans miss this constantly because we review code linearly, top to bottom. We don't read it in parallel. No human caught that race condition. The composite AI did.
I completely acknowledge the impressiveness of that specific catch. Finding a concurrent state race condition before production is a massive win for any engineering team. But I have to challenge the architecture of the audit itself, specifically the verification step.
The part that eliminates the false positives?
The part that acts as a black box verifying other black boxes. Listen to how the system is structured. You have 5 probabilistic agents generating raw findings, and then an overarching verification agent is responsible for deduplicating those findings and confirming their severity ratings. Human engineers are entirely removed from the raw output.
They are removed from the noise, yes.
But what if it isn't noise? If we rely on an AI to verify the output of other AIs, we drastically compound the risk of false negatives. What happens when the security agent correctly identifies a novel, subtle vulnerability, but the verification agent lacking the specific, nuanced, real-world context of your business logic determines it's a false positive and filters it out? The human is completely out of the loop, and that vulnerability ships quietly to production.
I'm not convinced by that line of reasoning, because you're comparing the AI to a theoretical standard of human perfection that simply doesn't exist. Look at what we already have.
humans doing sequential, siloed reviews where critical vulnerabilities routinely fall through the cracks anyway.
True, humans are fallible.
Highly fallible. Imfego points out that human security reviews often miss structural flaws that architecture reviews catch, and vice versa, simply because no single human holds the entire context of a massive enterprise codebase in their working memory at once. The verification agent isn't claiming to be perfect, it's providing the level of comprehensive cross-disciplinary synthesis that humans frankly struggle with.
But when a human misses something, there is an audit trail of their logic. When a verification agent filters something out, it disappears into the latent space.
That skepticism about the AI's internal logic is perfectly valid, and it actually bridges perfectly into Imfego's solution for observability and hallucination risks. He didn't just blindly trust the AI's math or its logic. Look at his use of Langfuse trace analysis. This is where you track the individual steps of an AI's thought process or API calls. It is a masterclass in practical engineering value.
This is the example with the retry spiral?
Yes. He had a situation where a single trace execution cost him $15, which is astronomically high for one run. He ran his custom trace analyzer skill, and in mere seconds, it generated a health score of 2.1 out of 10. It instantly identified 14 redundant tool calls with identical parameters and diagnosed a database timeout. That timeout had triggered an agent retry spiral. The agent failed, tried to reason about the error, retried, failed again, and just continuously burned tokens.
A very expensive loop.
Very. Manually clicking through dozens of Langfuse spans to find that root cause would have taken a human 30 to 40 minutes. The AI found it instantly. And the reason it works so reliably, the reason it didn't hallucinate the analysis, is because of Imfego's ironclad architectural rule. Structured data gets code, unstructured reasoning gets the LLM.
I'm glad you brought up that rule, because I believe this very example highlights the inherent, inescapable danger of integrating AI so deeply into the workflow. Yes, his final rule is sound, but let's look at why he had to enforce that rule in the first place.
Because LLMs are bad at math.
They are disastrous at math. In his early versions, before he locked it down with Python, the LLM confidently hallucinated a token count of 12,847 for a trace that actually consumed over 42,000 tokens. It didn't throw an error, it didn't express doubt, it just lied with total absolute confidence.
Which he fixed by using deterministic pure Python to calculate the token counts, the cost distributions, and the duration percentiles.
He fixed the math, yes. But what about the narrative interpretation? He still relies on the LLM to explain why the agent entered the retry spiral, or what the failure pattern suggests about the overall architecture.
And you think the narrative is hallucinated, even if the math is correct?
Really incorrect architectural diagnosis. By the time a human developer reads the beautifully formatted mermaid diagrams, the text-based visual flowcharts the AI generates, and reads the authoritative summary, they are psychologically primed to believe the AI's narrative. It looks so professional, it must be true. How many non-obvious hallucinations are slipping through in those complex narrative interpretations?
But that is exactly why the hybrid computation is so vital. Those five types of mermaid diagrams, the Gantt timelines showing execution overlap, the token distribution pie charts, the flow graphs, these are not being dreamed up by the LLM. They are being generated directly from the deterministic Python calculations. The AI is simply reading verified structured data and summarizing it. It is reasoning over objective truth, not guessing at numbers.
Summarizing objective truth still requires subjective selection of what is important. The AI decides what to highlight and what to ignore.
Sure, but Mafio is acutely aware of the risks you are describing. He isn't blindly handing over the keys to the kingdom. Let's look at the guardrails and destructive rights he implemented. His environment is locked down with non-negotiable verification gates.
The prohibition on the delete command.
Exactly. His skills have zero raw delete rights. If the AI decides a file needs to be removed, it doesn't run the remove command. It moves the file to the temp directory where a human can recover it if necessary. Furthermore, mandatory human confirmation is required for any force push, any merge, or any deployment.
Every single codebase modification is followed by automatic linting and testing. And finally, the AI prints highly structured terminal summaries at the end of every run, so MPAGO knows exactly what was done, what changed, and what needs his attention. These strict rules completely mitigate the systemic risks of an agent going rogue.
If you need an entire fortress to stop your assistant from blowing up the house, is it really a good assistant?
It is, if it builds the rest of the house for you.
I'm not so sure. The fact that he requires such extreme guardrails proves my point. The tool is inherently hazardous. Let's think about the reality of maintaining the system. Mphago has to rigorously configure his environment to deny anything related to deletion. He has to ensure that every single skill, every single time, correctly interfaces with the Python linters. He has to manage the AI analyzing his project files just to figure out what skills he needs to load.
It's environment configuration. We all do it.
It's meta-ceremony. If a single misconfiguration occurs in one of these verification gates, say, a dependency update breaks the linter integration or a file permission slips, the system can execute destructive actions or merge type errors before anyone notices. What Mphago has done is trade the simple ceremony of copying GitHub logs for a new, highly complex layer of meta-ceremony.
You think managing the AI is harder than doing the manual labor?
I think managing the AI's guardrails, reviewing its terminal summaries, and maintaining the hybrid Python LLM scripts is its own form of high-stakes overhead. It doesn't actually reduce cognitive load. If you're spending your afternoon configuring a verification agent to make sure your coding agent doesn't delete your production database, have you actually saved time? You've just shifted the cognitive load from mundane, predictable tasks to managing a highly volatile, probabilistic assistant. You've promoted yourself from developer to AI babysitter, which is arguably a higher stress job.
I understand the fear of the meta ceremony, but let me summarize my position in light of our discussion, because I think the results speak for themselves. The transition Mphago describes is profound. Moving from spending 40 minutes finding a mundane dependency conflict manually to diagnosing a complex $15 trace bottleneck in mere seconds that proves the immense worth of this system.
If it works perfectly every time, yes.
But he designed it so it doesn't have to be perfect to be useful. By carefully bounding the AI's delegation and by ruthlessly separating deterministic code from probabilistic reasoning, he has successfully reclaimed his day. Think back to that 9-to-5 metric. At 5 p.m., did he spend his day doing the high-level engineering work he committed to at the morning stand-up? Because of this system, his answer is finally yes. The busy work didn't magically disappear, but the tasks requiring zero human judgment no longer consume human time.
And to summarize my stance, while I certainly recognize the incredible value of automating rote tasks, I remain deeply concerned about the abstractions introduced here. Delegating critical engineering communication, like categorizing peer feedback and abstracting security architectures through non-deterministic models, introduces a brittle layer into the development lifecycle.
Even with the Python guardrails.
Even with them. Because the fact that this system requires constant, hyper-vigilant supervision, complex dependency chains, and extreme safety nets like mapping delete commands to temporary folders shows that we are dancing on the edge of a blade. The human is being pushed further and further away from the raw code and the team dynamics.
Yet, despite our different angles on the safety of the system, I think we find significant common ground in Mphago's architectural philosophy. We both seem to agree that his hybrid methodology is non-negotiable.
The separation of math and narrative.
Exactly. Strictly utilizing pure Python for calculating critical metrics like token costs and execution durations, while reserving the LLM solely for unstructured narrative analysis. It is a highly sophisticated and absolutely necessary framework for anyone attempting to build AI development tools today. You simply cannot trust an LLM to do math.
On that, we are completely aligned. The realization that structured data demands deterministic code is a vital takeaway from his work. I also think we agree on the principle of least privilege being applied to AI.
The zero delete rights?
Yes. Mphago's realization that an AI assistant should never, under any circumstances, be given raw delete access to a file system, and that destructive actions require hard verification gates, that is a crucial lesson.
the broader industry needs to adopt that posture immediately before we see some truly catastrophic automated mistakes.
I couldn't agree more. As our engineering tools become increasingly autonomous, the software industry must continue to grapple with this exact boundary. Where does delegating rote tasks end and abdicating core engineering responsibility begin? The answers to that question will likely define the next decade of software development. We leave it to you, the listener, to evaluate your own workflows, look at your own daily stand-up commitments, and decide if the trade-off of building these custom AI skills is worth the setup. Thank you for joining us on The Debate.